Schmoozing, day 23 of Lent. Of all the topics we have discussed during the Lenten season, did you ever think we would talk about schmoozing? I mean, the word schmoozing implies disingenuous feelings, a type of insincerity. Interestingly enough, Jesus turned the schmoozer into the hero of the story. Of course, I'm talking about the insincere, unjust, and dishonest steward, the story from which we have been learning these past 2 days. But today, we do so from yet another angle. Now, let's recount and remember the steward is one who has been entrusted by his boss to manage the business affairs, the boss's wealth and assets. And as Jesus tells the story, it turns out that this steward is a crooked man. He is a man who is stolen and found to be dishonest. And as he is being fired by his employer, Jesus tells us, he is ordered to give an accounting of his stewardship, of how he managed what was being entrusted to him. The story continues, and Jesus tells it like this. So he thought to himself, I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses. So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, how much do you owe my master? 800 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 400. Then he asked the second, and how much do you owe? 1,000 bushels of wheat. He replied, take your bill and make it 800. So let's analyze what's going on over here. What is this steward up to? He is taking what does not belong to him, and he is using it for his profit. Interesting. You would think that his boss would be more upset, but Jesus turns the situation around and he says the master commended the dishonest manager because he acted shrewdly. And the justification? Well, Jesus continues, for people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than the people of light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so when it is gone, you will be welcomed in eternal dwellings. This can be a very confusing parable on the surface. In fact, something as disingenuous as schmoozing becomes a norm for this person, and he is commended for his behavior. He is applauded for his shrewdness. But the justification statement is very important. When Jesus says the children of this world are more shrewd in their dealings than the children of light, he is telling us that while we are here in this world, we need to use the tools that are given to us. We must find the language of this world to better understand one another and function together, to communicate, so that we can implement and do the work that is necessary. Of course, confusion does arrive because this all sounds foreign based on our prejudices. That is, we are conditioned to believe that religious individuals do not opt for disingenuous means. That is, this does not sound religious. But that is the beauty of what Jesus is teaching us, and the beauty of our church father's direction at this point in Lent. During the second half of the Lenten journey, we are coming down off of the mountaintop, and we are looking ahead at life on earth. Remember, the entire point of Lent is to prepare us to better live our lives in the here and now. Sadly, many times religious communities wrongly place their emphasis on a life to come, forgetting that our life here is one of beauty, one that needs to be cared for, and one which we need to interact with. Today, we know that there are many problems in the world. There are wars, famines, injustice, and an absence of peace on every corner of the globe. On a very personal level, we know of disease and illness, relationships that have gone awry. Families are being destroyed by our materialistic desires. Drugs are coming into our lives, the lives of our children, wreaking havoc. All these things Jesus tells us are real. Don't think that you can avoid them. However, he gives us the tools to deal with our real problems. Those tools are not the holy ones you expect. Rather, they are rooted in the ways of the world. It figures, to deal with the issues of this world, you need the tools of this world. Overcome the problems that you have using the tools and talents that God has given you. As you do so, you begin to see the big picture and your place within that picture. You have the tools to do anything, even bring about peace. That anger and hatred that escalates into war and genocide, poverty, sickness, disease, pollution, and then manifest themselves into cancers and the cancer of hunger, can all be solved by using worldly wealth, money, to bring about God's justice here in this world. And the schmoozing? Well, that's up to you. For today, I ask you to read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. Read the story of the dishonest steward, and then think in this way. The boss is God. You and I are the stewards, the managers. Then fill in the blanks with issues in your life. How can you use the talents that you have to schmooze solutions in your life? This Lenten season is the first call. In other words, we have been called by our employer to give an accounting of our stewardship. What have you done? Thank God we all have the opportunity of Lent to set ourselves right. God has given us those tools. Look around and find the places where you can use that talent, where you can schmooze. And using the language of this world, better your situation and work to make dreams into reality. Now remember, this life is beautiful. This life right now is worth living. This life is what God has given you. Do not look beyond yourself or your life. Do not look at something or some life to come. That will happen. That's in God's domain. Jesus tells us, worry about today, the right now, the present, and all else will come to you. It is this life that is God's gift to you. Enjoy it. Schmooze. Make a difference in the lives you touch. He has given you everything you need to make it and make this the beautiful life that he intends it to be. Let's conclude with this prayer from St. Nerses Shnorali. I confess with faith and adore you, light indivisible, simultaneous Holy Trinity and one Godhead, creator of light and dispeller of darkness. Dispel from my soul the darkness of sin and ignorance, and at this hour enlighten my mind that I may pray to you according to your will and receive from you the fulfillment of my supplications. Have mercy upon all your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.